This is Srila Prabhupada's arrival address, recorded June 20th, 1975, in Los Angeles.
Gangavan ki jai, New Dwarka dham ki jai, New Dwarka dham ki jai, Swamita Bhaktivinoda ki jai, all glories to the Assembly, all glories to the Assembly, all glories to the Assembly. Thank you very much. I shall go now. Speaking something?
Yes.
Our speaking is the same. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. We have no new discovery. We don't manufacture. This is our process. We simply follow the predecessor's instruction. That's it. Our movement is very easy because we haven't got to manufacture something. We simply repeat the words and the instruction given by the predecessor. Krishna instructed Brahma, Brahma instructed Narada, Narada instructed Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva instructed Madhyacharya. And in this way, then Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the six Goswamis, then the Srinivasa Acharya, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurkishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and then we are doing the same thing. There is no difference. That is the specific procedure of the Krishna consciousness movement. You are singing daily Guru Bukha Padma Vakka Chittete Koriya Oikko Arna Koriya Mane As. Very simple thing. We are receiving the transcendental knowledge through Guru Parampara succession. So we have to simply take instruction from Guru, and if we execute that to our heart and soul, that is success. That is practical. I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my Guru. That's all. My Guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money, you print books. So there was a private meeting talking, some of my important God brothers also there, it was in Radhakunda. So Guru Maharaj was speaking to me that since we have got this Bhagavajar marble temple, there has been so many dissensions. And everyone is thinking, we'll occupy this room or that room, that room. I wish, therefore, to sell this temple and the marble and print some book. Yes. So I took up this from his mouth, that he's very fond of books. And he told me personally that if you get some money, print books. Therefore I'm stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase. Now the educated, learned scholars, they are appreciating our movement by reading books, by taking practical results. Dr. Stilson Judah, he has written one book, perhaps you know, Hare Krishna and Counter Culture. A very nice book about our movement, and he is giving importance. He has admitted that, Swamiji, you have done a wonderful thing because you have turned the drug-addicted hippies into devotees of Krishna and they are prepared for the service of humanity. So, this movement is so important. We are giving the best service to the humanity. They are plunged into ignorance. All these are rascals, mura. It is not our manufactured word. Krishna says, namang duskidanam mura prapadante naradama. So we have this testing. If we see one has no information of Krishna, then he is mura. We haven't got to study more. Whether he is Krishna conscious, whether he has got any portion of his heart attached to Krishna. Krishna means attraction. So whether he has been attracted by Krishna, that is our natural position, to become attracted by Krishna. Krishna means all attracting. Just like the magnetic stone attracts the iron. It is natural. And if the iron is covered with dirt, then it does not become attractive. So this is the test to make people prepared for being attracted by Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. They are by nature nitya-siddha Krishna bhakti. It is not unnatural. Otherwise, how you European, American, you are so much attracted to Krishna? If Krishna is artificial, and Krishna consciousness is artificial something, so how you should be attracted? That they are surprised. They are attracted because that attraction is there already. We are trying simply to awaken that attraction. Sapanadi Shuddha Chitta Karai Udar. The matter is already there. Just like the young man and young woman, the attraction is already there, nitya-siddha, it is natural. And when they come near, talk little confidentially, that attraction increases. Not that an artificial attraction. Similarly, our attraction for Krishna is already there. Therefore, that is the Vrindavan picture. Vrindavan, everything is attracted with Krishna. That is Vrindavan. The animals, the trees, the flowers, the land, and the cowherd boys, the elderly cowherd's men, Nanda Maharaj and others, all are attracted with Krishna. This is Vrindavan. The Jamuna water, everything, fruits, flowers and everything, that is Vrindavan. Krishna is the center of attraction. You might have read that when Brahma has stolen all Krishna's associates, He created himself again, all of them, and everyone is feeling more attracted by Krishna. So this is natural, this is not unnatural. Our position is, natural position is to be attracted by Krishna. If you do not become attracted by Krishna, that is unnatural. And to become attracted by Krishna, that is not unnatural, that is natural. So we want to revive our natural position, uncovered position. Now we are covered by dust, by dirt, by corroding materials. So we have to cleanse this. Therefore the bhakti process is sarvapadhi vinid muktam. I am thinking I am Indian, you are thinking you are American. This is a dirty thing, covering the spirit soul. So we have to cleanse this. Rishikena rishike, sarvapadhi vinid muktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means cleanse. When you become cleanse of all dirty things, a material modes of nature, then we are prepared to serve Krishna. That is what. That we do not become zero, sunnavadi. No, we become cleansed. And as soon as we become cleansed, we clean senses when you serve Krishna, that is perfect. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktiricca. So this process, the sevanam kirtanam, this is the process of cleansing. So more you chant, more you hear, the more you become cleansed, more you become Krishna conscious. Just prolong this process and be happy. Thank you very much.